Chapter 2. Preparation for Combat. Infantry Training. Most of the buildings at Camp Elliott were neat wooden barracks, painted cream, with dark roofs. The typical two-story barracks was shaped like an H, with the squad bays in the upright parts of the letter. The many-windowed squad bays held about 25 double-decker metal bunks. The room was big, roomy, and well-lighted. The ensuing 2 months were the only period during my entire service in World War II that I lived in a barracks. The remaining time I slept under canvas or the open sky. No one yelled at us or screamed orders to hurry up. The NCOs seemed relaxed to the point of being lethargic. We had the free run of the camp, except for certain restricted areas. Taps and lights out were at 2200. We were like birds out of a cage after the confinement and harassment of boot camp. With several boys who bunked near me, I sampled the draft beer at the slop chute, enlisted men's club, bought candy and ice cream at the PX, post-exchange, and explored the area. Our newly found freedom was heady stuff. We spent the first few days at Camp Elliott at lectures and demonstrations, dealing with the various weapons in a Marine infantry regiment. We received an introduction to the 37mm anti-tank gun, 81mm mortar, 60mm mortar, 50-caliber machine gun, 30-caliber heavy and light machine guns, and the Browning Automatic Rifle, BAR. We also ran through combat tactics for the rifle squad. Most of our conversation around the barracks concerned the various weapons and whether or not it would be good duty to be on a 37mm gun crew, light machine gun, or 81mm mortar. There was always one man, frequently, in fact, usually, a New Englander, who knew it all and claimed to have the latest hot dope on everything. I talked to a guy over at the PX who had been through 81mm mortar school, and he said them damn mortars are so heavy he wished to hell he had gotten into 37mm guns so he could ride in a Jeep while it pulled a gun. I talked to a guy over at Camp Pendleton, and he said a mortar shell blew up over there just as it was fired and killed the instructor and all the crew. I'm getting into light machine guns. They say that's a good deal. Like hell. My uncle was in France in World War I, and he said the average life of a machine gunner was about 2 minutes. I'm going to be a rifleman, so I won't have to tote all that weight around. So it went. None of us had the slightest idea what he was talking about.